All right, before the game this afternoon with Tewksbury, talking with Danvers coach Ryan Nolan. And coach, damn, it's a great ride up to this point, and I know you must feel very proud of your kids and what they did last weekend.
Extremely proud, and all the credit goes to the kids. I know afterwards a lot of people asked, you know, what special twist did you put, what did you change up, and the reality was the kids played schemes better than they did the first game, so all the credit goes to them and the assistant coaches who got them ready to play. So just really proud and very fortunate to be able to play in round two and be able to advance against a very, very good Lynn Classical team.
How important is that, Coach? Because Classical is a worthy opponent. Classical, you know, has had a great season, well coached, well disciplined, a lot of talent. And then for you guys to overcome having lost the first time around to play the level at which you did last week, how important is that going into the next round of the playoffs? What do you take from that into practice?
I think it's really important because it reinforces the idea that it's up to us, that, you know, we're really competing against ourselves to be the best we can be and to get the details and do all those little things we didn't do in the first game. We cleaned that up as a team, and we were able to see success. So, you know, that reinforces to the kids that they have it in them, and it's all those little things put together makes a difference in a win or loss.
What are some of the complementary parts of your team, Coach, that we might not have heard about? Because obviously the skilled players, you know, the captains, we read about that, we see them, we watch them score the touchdowns and so on. But what are the complementary parts? I know just talking with Coach Pugh over at Hamilton Wenham, their special teams, for example, on punts, they always catch the punt. They always get a good field position, so there's not a bad roll. Is there anything like that maybe you could tell me that I'm not aware of in terms of other players doing stuff right?
I would expand upon that with the special teams. A big difference maker was the special teams in the game. We had two punts within the 4-yard line by Zach Dillon and the punt team. We've been able to be plus with all of the punt returns as well with catching them. Every once in a while we'll sell out with pressure and we'll let it roll. But up in the back, people kick away from us as well when Taj is there. Our kickoff team, our kick return team have come up big for us all year. We've returned a punt return. We blocked one for a touchdown. So that's a big difference maker with the special teams as far as field position and getting other kids involved and really taking stake in the team and really contributing. Another thing that's been huge for us is up front. We're a younger group. We're a smaller group, and it's been a learning process, but they're really coming out at the end of the year really improving, really working hard. And you know, we're so young that we're able to make bigger jumps than maybe a senior laden team would in improvement, because we're just so young and the kids are developing at a rapid pace. So really, really happy with that. And then I think, you know, we've have a bunch of kids that have stepped up across the board and played tough physical football and played together. I think the biggest thing that have helped us is that, you know, we're truly a team. Kids go out there and play for each other, and they don't just play on the game days, they practice that way. So, you know, I think that's another huge thing, the way the kids practice, our special teams, and the way maybe what was perceived as a weakness before, the lines on both sides, the way they've developed. I really think that's important, and that's helped us have the season we have.
We hear a lot about communication and defense from the pros. I'm guessing with the defensive record you have is that your kids are coached, probably have some signals or whatever, but they're coached to play their positions and stay where they're supposed to do what they're supposed to do, stay within their, you know, within themselves and hold their, you know, their positions. I guess what I'm trying to ask here is, what is the communication like is, and how does your defense work together?
That's a great question. Really, the communication's key, and every year that I've been here at Danvers, the last 4 years, we've had a middle linebacker that's able to set the front, give the call, check out of things if we have to, and be able to communicate things. Zach Dillon does an unbelievable job at that, like the kids before him did, so that's huge. And then our safeties do a ton of communication with the coverages, with each other, with the corners, so, you know, we're able to adjust to a lot of things. But we can't do that if we don't communicate. We don't have kids who can't communicate but are willing to do the work to prepare to know what they're doing in situations. So we've been fortunate to have great kids.
When you're trying to make an adjustment just before a play, when you're yelling out there at somebody, do you do that to an individual? Do you do it to one person, or you do it to anybody who will, you call out a kid's name and say, "Hey, doofus, get over where you're supposed to be," or whatever? And I, you know, I'm being ingenuous here, but you know what I'm asking.
It all depends on the situation. Sometimes we'll see a front or a situation that, you know, we know we want to do something, and we see it, and we're able to call it, and we drill, seeing that situation going. Sometimes it's a misalignment where we're trying to yell to a kid to get him to line up in a proper space. Sometimes we're just talking about little things as far as, you know, they have a formation that they tend to like to sprint out in or throw a screen out of, or they run power to the strong side more often than not. So we're just trying to communicate the best we can and get it out to the kids, give them as much information as possible.
I didn't call any of your kids doofus, by the way.
No,
okay?
No problem.
All right, so let's get into this week's game. You're familiar with Tewksbury, a familiar opponent, the perennial powerhouse. So what do you see from them?
I think the number one thing when you look at Tewksbury is the pride of their program. They're a program. Their coach has been there for about 20 years, and they're built on some of the concepts we've been trying to put in for the last 3-4 years here. Toughness, you know, playing for one another, playing for your school, playing for your town, things that are bigger than the individual, things that, you know, bring out the best in a team. And they've you know, exemplified that for 20 years, and recently they've been on a really big role. So I can't say enough about them. And on top of that, you know, culture that they have outstanding athletes and outstanding tough kids, and they're really, really well coached. So we know we're absolutely in for a battle, and, you know, they're a very good team with good athletes, a good up front. They're very well coached, and, you know, we're trying to get ready to give them the best possible game we can.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Oh, thank you very much.
Denver's Coach Ryan Nolan.